You know what time it is? Nobody needs to tell you that is What's Up Vega! Trust me, I'd love to do it more than that, but I get much my energy can take me. But you know, the show is What's Up Lagos. And if you check your time, it's 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. And of course, we bring vibe and happiness to your mid-morning every Mondays to Fridays. And today is no exception. My name is Feta, yes. And it almost looks like I'm going to be home alone today. But I have you on the other side, so I have nothing to worry about. So once again, welcome to What's Up Lagos. Yes. I want to be sure that we have newcomers, and that's the more reason why I'm going to do a proper introduction. Usually we start the show with sound off. That's what we do before we go on to other things like our musings. And depending on the movement and how the feeling, we can dive into other like serious conversations. But all right, that's what we do. This morning, we're going to do the normal thing. If you're a first timer, I just told you what we do on the show. If you're an old timer, and I probably didn't do introductions as much as you'd want, you probably help me tell the next person sitting beside you what we do. But welcome to the show. We will do that after we come back from this very short break. Stay with me. I'll be back. Ladies and
life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
And check your time, it's 11 minutes past 10 o'clock, and this is What's Up Lagos. But this is the time where we do something called Sound Off. Sound Off is when we talk about something that, or things that you probably have in your mind that may not be too filtered enough for radio, but you know, we're good enough to say it for you. You could just, on the other side, listen to us. And guess what? We don't talk about it after we've talked about it here. You don't continue the conversation. You don't tell me about it. You don't call in to say, this is what I think about what you said. What I'm about to sound off on is something I feel like, not even I just feeling that, is a conversation that should never end. Maybe it's a conversation that we should have taken more seriously before now. Maybe we thought that we had passed that, you know, part of our lives or that time of our life where we have to, you know how you're training a child and you've taught the child how to use their potty, you taught the child how to feed themselves. And this child grows up to 18 years or 20 years and you find out that they didn't actually pass that level correctly. So you still have to go back and teach them how to use their potty. It's quite embarrassing, but what can you do? As a good parent, you probably start all over again. Maybe you start to ask yourself, maybe you failed in your duties to actually put them through that process well enough for them to know it. But now you have to go back to it. So as a good parent, you probably, you know, go back to that process. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe as Nigerians or as media personnel, as individuals, as citizens of the country, as government prostitutes, we failed in trying to inculcate these values of oneness into each other. And that's why maybe that's why we missed it. And that's why it came to a point in our lives where we have to do things that are more serious than talking about. I wouldn't say this is not serious enough. But when we thought we had moved from that part, we're now going back to it. So, okay, let's start again. Let's have the right conversations. Let's do what we thought that. Let's do what we are supposed to do. Maybe we missed it. Let's start doing it now. Let's start this conversation and let's not end this conversation. Let's talk about the fact that everybody, I don't know if it's everybody now, but I'm sure that bulk of us are fighting for equality on some levels. But we forget that equality will start in our hearts. The moment you and I start to see each other as the same, Now, the question you begin to ask in this area, in this stance now, is if that is even achievable, obtainable in the first place. If you would ever look at the next person sitting beside you and say, oh, this is a human being like me, we are one. I don't think I'm better than this person in any way. I don't see myself above this person. I don't see myself superior to this person, whether in tribe, by whatever, you know, statistics. You see them as just human and that they deserve the respect that they should get from you. Now, this is a disease. It's a tumor. It will creep up on you as a person and you probably not know. The fact that you look at somebody and think that you are better than them. And then in the area of ethnic groups, in the area of tribe, it is quite shameful. We have to embrace diversity and we have to understand that we have different cultures in this Nigeria we call our home. What makes you think that other countries want to visit you or want to experience your diversity is because you came together and decided to live as one. And so without the other person, what makes you, well, we are all unique in our own stance, but without the other party, what do you think you have that will not make you, that will make you as colorful as you are right now? We learn from one another and we create a better world for all when we are together. And we must always choose to say no to tribalism no matter what. To say no, I would like to reiterate that we should always choose because we have the power to choose. I believe that as humans, that's where our superpower lies. The ability to actually choose for every single time we have an opportunity to. And so now you can choose to say no. You can choose to stop that conversations around your children, around your neighbors. That issue, that conversation of tribalism, of who is who and who owns what. Choose to say no. And that was Sound Off. WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am FETA. Theta is my name. And of course, if you check your time, it's 17 minutes past the hour of 10. And I'm chilling cool in the studio. Okay, it's time for musings on the show. And usually on our musings, you can never beat us to it. You do not know. You can't. You can't. In fact, I think it has never come into the heart of man what we muse on this show. It could be anything. It could be anything. And today I want to talk to you about something. So my plan was to, before I start this topic, I play this song, but I think I still have time to play the song eventually. I'll still play the song for you so that we can get into the mood of that. So all of us always talk about how adulthood is a scam. Oh, I thought nobody actually prepped me. Nobody prepared me. Nothing actually prepared me for what was coming, you know, when it comes to being an adult. But I'm wondering this morning, and I want you to wonder with me. Let's do this together, okay? So, okay, agreed, or maybe agreed, that adulthood is a scam. And that's my question today is, does anything ever prepare you for adulthood? Like, what would you have done differently if you were prepared for adulthood? That's my question. Let's talk about it on WhatsApp Lagos this morning. Yes, what's up, Lagos people? I'm saying that if you were ever prepared for adulthood, firstly, does anything ever prepare you for adulthood? And if you were prepared for adulthood, what would you have done differently? All right, the number is to call 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 014-657-190. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And as a woman, this number is customized just for you. Call me on 014-657-190. If you want to send your messages to WhatsApp, okay, 0809-597-5805. Let's have this conversation going. Good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's up, Lagos?
This is Don Duque from Savoy Yaba. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, good morning to you. Ayana, tell me.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody actually prepared me for adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
But based on that, I am 50-something now, and my daughter is in the university. I prepared her for adulthood.
Okay.
And she's lucky because all time I call her, say, I love you, I take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
After talking, I say, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows why I told her to take care of herself.
Because you're trying to prepare her for adulthood, right?
Yes, I'm preparing her for adulthood. And she's just 19 now.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's 19 and she's adult already.
Mm-hmm.
But preparing her for her future and for future adulthood, for her future young adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Okay.
Had somebody prepared me for adulthood,
mm-hmm.
I would have not been the person that would prepare myself. I would have not been the person that was going to university by myself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I went to school as an adult, actually. You understand? But she's going to school as a little girl.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And so her sibling will also follow suit. You understand?
All right.
So she's just lucky. And some people are lucky that way also.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. So if he was actually prepared for adulthood, he would have not gone to school by himself, he says. Maybe somebody would have helped him out, the bills and everything like that. But let me hear what you have to say on this topic. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Complete Square.
Yes, I know you.
Yes. May God bless you.
Yes, amen.
I'm preparing my son and my daughter for adulthood. Mm-hmm. So I tell my son, say, if you don't behave like me, I don't know who you can behave. I can't tell my daughter, say, anybody will want to intimidate you. Just if I'm better slap, thunder slap.
Hey.
Don't allow anybody to intimidate you. That is the type of adulthood I'm implicating and implementing and instigating in them.
Hey.
Not implicating or not instigating. I just want to tell you guys, they just deleted me 5,000 naira. They have deleted me now, so I go to my bank.
Where you go to your bank, behave like an adult. That's the only advice I have for you.
I can make it on top of roof. I can make it there.
Abeg, don't do that, Koboko. As a WhatsApp Lagoser that you are, don't go and disgrace us there. Go there and behave like an adult, okay? All right, let's continue the conversation. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, bro? Okay.
I'm Lagos, yeah.
Okay.
You are Lagosian when you know the historical background of Lagos. Starting from Kosoko and Kosoko and Akinloye.
Okay.
Then you know the meaning of Eko or Obalende. Not all Lagosian are Lagosian, but those
are. Do you know what we are talking about today?
Yeah, educating the young ones.
Not exactly that. I'm saying that what would you have done differently if you were prepared for adulthood? Or were you prepared for adulthood to be an adult?
Yeah, that's what I'm the way you before you come into adulthood, you must learn something from the childhood now.
Okay.
That's what we bring you up.
Okay.
That what makes the difference between Israelites and non-Israelites.
Who?
So if you want to bring up your children in the way of the Lord, you have to use the Bible. Not the matter of just to take care of yourself. What are you giving the child to take care of it or herself?
Mm.
That's all. You must lay the foundation.
But did anybody lay the foundation for you to be an adult?
Of course, I went to primary school.
Okay.
And then we were taught about ABCD, that is generally. Then we also have our native law and custom.
Okay.
As regards to worship, I do all these are things.
Mm.
No knowledge is entirely bad,
okay.
You know?
Great.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Are from Isoko. You know something about your Isoko background.
Mm.
You know where you are coming from, that you are originally from Edo State. The Godo Migodo.
Mm,
before there was a quarrel, they banished you and your father to Delta. You should know the history about yourself.
Yes, I can hear you.
Then you should also tell your daughter about the functions for the body and the man, the functions for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that the body is made as the temple of the living God, not a public rag. Hello?
Yes, I'm here with you.
So if you want to behave like Rahab, or you want to behave like Jezebel, be prepared for it. The Bible has all this stuff.
No,
Bible is for. It's for all against.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
I said to you today, the righteousness of God or the hard work and the punishment of God,
all right,
we choose the one you will follow.
Sure, sure. Okay, nice. I mean, there's a whole lot from ABCD to religions to parents, everything, according to Aigbe, prepares you for this adulthood thing. But I mean, this has been a conversation on social media. Everywhere, people keep saying, oh, nothing prepared me for adulting. Nothing prepared me for this. And I'm thinking to myself this morning, if you actually had time or something actually prepared you to be an adult, what would you have done differently? That is, if you were not prepared for this, so if you are the one that was prepared, no, I respect you, no problem. But if you did not, if you were not able to be actually prepared for adulthood, what would you have done differently if you actually had the time to prepare? That's what we are talking about this morning on What's Up Lagos. I am FETA. Feta is my name. This is What's Up Lagos, a 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we are having this conversation everywhere on WhatsApp. You're calling me to talk about it. You're also tweeting at me on Twitter. I'll give you all of that details when we come back from this short break. Stay with us. We'll be back. When ladies and the men
I'll take you to Lagos.
Oh yes, welcome back. Check your time. It's 34 minutes past the hour of 10 and you are on What's Up Lagos. Yes. We take you, we bring you, we make sure that you're in Lagos every Monday to Fridays. No matter where you are in the world, you must be in Lagos by this time. What are we talking about today on our musings? We are talking about adulthood. Yes, so adulthood is what we are talking about. So, as I said before we went on that break, some people would say that, okay, adulthood is a scam because nothing prepared you. Nothing prepares you really for what's coming, you know, in the later part of your life as a child. You don't know what is coming to you. You just feel like, okay, everything's just going to be smooth as it used to be. But when you become this adult, this auntie and brother that they are calling you now, madam and sir, the kind of money that leaves your pocket every morning, it's only you by yourself with yourself on yourself that can say it. Nobody else can. So I'm asking this morning, what actually prepares you to be an adult? If nothing actually prepared you to become an adult, and if you had, I think I'm mixing it up, so just give me a second. Let me check my notepad so I'm not saying the wrong things, okay? But the topic is still about adulthood, okay? And I'm wondering, if anything actually prepared you for being an adult, what would you have done yes, what would you have done if you were prepared for adulthood? Shebi, if someone do, you would say, oh, if I was prepared for it, I would have done this or done that. So tell me, does anything ever prepare you for being an adult, for adulthood? And what would you have done differently if you were prepared for adulthood? Let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993. If you're female, 0146-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Also, tweet at me, Twitter. Make sure that you're using the hashtag What's Up Lagos so I can take your messages. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, What's Up Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kemi, calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Kemi.
Yes. So really, it's a good question. Does something really prepare you for adulthood?
Something really? Because I want to know.
Is there like an age? No, is there like an age? Like, okay, I reach 20 or you're an adult. Or even when you're paying bills. I don't know if anything really prepares you for adulthood. I think it's just a series of little things, you know. You know you're going to grow up and you're going to... Because there are people that are 40, they don't pay bills.
Okay.
They don't... they still live with their parents. They still do all the things that were considered adulthood. Are they not adults?
Abby.
Yes, I think... To me, I don't think it's anything, one thing that... I think you just stumble upon it and you just, you know, okay, I'm living by myself now.
Abby. But if it was actually something that prepared you for that, what do you think you would have done differently? Maybe saved up some like 10 millionaire in one place.
What? That's adulthood. That was an immature. What an adult.
Thank you so much for calling. But it's true. That thing just came to me. Maybe I would have been saving... but not if that'd be old money if I was saving it. But in the bank now, or something like that. All right, good morning to you. What's your name? What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You didn't actually shout, but that's okay. Daniel, welcome to the show.
I'm good. I've been listening to your program right now. Okay. Although I've been a little bit sick.
You've been sick? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So, I've been listening to your program so many times because it was kind of a surgery I did, and then always at home listening to your program.
Yeah, so, but do you feel better now?
Yes, I'm getting better.
Thank God, thank God. All right, so what do you have to say?
Yesterday I tried and tried. Wait.
Wait, is this your first time of calling on the show?
Yeah, this is my first time.
You did not say no! Because of you, I come to work every morning. Oh, welcome.
I am an ardent listener of Cool Nigeria Info.
Hey, welcome.
Over a long time now.
Aww. I'm happy you were able to get through today.
Concerning the topic for today, adulthood is something that is good. I'm just surprised hearing people saying about talking about it's a scam. You must grow.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
It's something that is life is in stages, so you must grow from one level to. In fact, it becomes a concern if someone is not growing from a level to the other.
Right.
So definitely, the responsibilities that comes along with it are there. So there's no way once someone grows to a stage, it starts to take the responsibility that is at that stage. So that's just it. I don't see any kind of
So as an adult that you are now, how much leaves your hand on a daily basis? Like in a day?
At least I count boost of less than a million naira.
Hey! Odogu! Wow! Okay! Nice! Love it! Hey! There are levels to this adult, Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Christy. I'm calling from Yaba.
Okay.
All right.
So how is adulting this morning?
It's going well.
Okay,
it's going great.
Great.
One thing I would have done differently, I think I was prepared, but maybe if I wanted to be.
Please, how were you? How were you prepared? Can you share with me, please?
Of course, Daddy always tells us about how most of the privileges you're enjoying as a child, you probably won't get it as an adult, that as an adult you'd have to do this, you'd have to do that. I think on my part, probably did not really...
Explain to us how exactly, you didn't paint the real picture.
I didn't really get it. But perhaps if I'd gotten it, I would have just taken childhood slower, enjoyed it more, you know, when I know that, this space is not going to last forever. I think that I do that with my nieces and nephews. I was speaking to a niece, that would be she, maybe 6 years old. She was like, she wants to cook. And I had to tell her that, don't worry. The time is coming. You cook. You'll be begging that. That's the only me that is cooking in this house. I started laughing. I said, it's true. Just wait. Turn 16. You won't be calling me on phone and telling me, auntie, please talk to my mom. She was also telling me their mom doesn't allow them to cook. But I think those type of things help children to understand that, okay, responsibility
time for
is
everything
for me.
Yeah.
And now let me enjoy it. Because most times they miss the enjoyment. And I think it's just the human psychology.
True.
Hold of most time we think what is ahead is always better than the present, and we don't enjoy the present until we realize that we've lost it. So I think most adults were prepared, actually. It's just that when we are faced with the responsibility of adults, we just want to chicken out back to when we had no responsibility, honestly. That's just the honest truth of it.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you
so much. Okay, so some adults were prepared. And people did not give us this. You did give us the nuggets. And I'm very sure I was friends with some of you. You would not tell me that they are preparing you in your houses, in your family. They are calling me to and telling you, giving orientation of how this adult thing was going to be like. But I didn't get that memo. I'm sure some people are like me listening. We didn't get the memo. We're not sure. But I mean, yes, there were actually some pointers as to how this thing was going to be. But there was no real picture. Like, the real picture should have been how, you know, they sit you down and tell you exactly what it's going to be like when you are removing money from your salary to do some certain things for yourself. There's not going to be help from anywhere. Feel cheated. I'll take you to Lagos. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, well, so why is Stretch not talking now?
Oh, he's quiet for a while. Don't worry. He's booting. Yes.
What about the Queen of Sheba?
Oh, the Queen of Sheba wakes up around 12 now. Yes.
So you are the only one on the hosting.
Well, you could say that. You could say that.
Okay, let me also add to you that most African people do not prepare their young one for a battle of being maturity.
Mm.
It is a matter of try and error.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Okay. All right, back to the phone lines. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I want to remain on animals.
Okay, Annie Animals. Shinewa, welcome.
Yeah,
okay.
Peter, how are you?
I'm fine.
Wow. Stretch and Marian, they have already prepared you for Radio Hood. It's not even adult, it's for Radio Hood.
Same thing. Yes, you can say that.
So, as this your topic itself reminds me of my mother.
Okay.
I said, God will bless that woman for me. All of us.
Mm.
She prepared all of us. We are four in number.
Okay.
She prepared all of us for adulthood. So there was a time that she would be telling me something. I want to live life. I want to do my own thing. She would keep on dragging me. Most of the time, I say, oh, mommy, you are caging me. I say, yes, remain in my cage. If you remain in this cage, it will be better for you than to go out. And you carry your tears and come inside. So she really prepared me. Prepared all of us. She sent all of us to school, higher institution.
How did it prove true, like, that you were really prepared for this thing?
Hello?
How did it prove true now that you were prepared? Because it looks like you're actually prepared for the adulthood now.
Yes, now. So, and I'm preparing my children for adulthood too.
So what steps did you take as a prepared, you know, incoming adult at the time?
I didn't get that.
What steps did you take? Because they've already prepared you now. So what were you doing to get to that stage that, you know, you now take on the adulthood thing?
Okay. Most often, if I come back from school, I will be playing. You understand? I will not even do some certain work that I'm supposed to do as a child. So she will be telling me, do this. Even if other people are not doing it, do this. It's better for you. If you live in your own house, nobody will help you. If you marry, nobody will help you. Do this. So all those things help me now that I'm married.
Okay.
So she really prepared me.
Thank you.
I want to say something to Tessa.
Yeah.
Please, some people will call and be talking out for points, and you allow them.
Okay. Thank you for pointing
that out.
All
right. She's always out of point.
Well, that's her. Like, I can't. She knows exactly what she's doing when she does that. But sometimes, if you actually check, I don't think she talks out of point. There's actually some sense in what she says, even though it's comic most of the time, right? I think so. All right, you're calling me on 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. And if you're a female, 0146-57190 on WhatsApp. Send the message to 0809-597-5805. On Twitter, Nigeria Info FM. Yes, send that message and just use the hashtag WhatsAppLagos so I can know that you're tweeting at me and I'll read that message for you. Okay, the phone lines are bleeping. Love it. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I'm Comrade Daniel.
Welcome, Comrade Daniel.
Yes, in preparing the child for adulthood, all desires is just a kind of admonitions, advice, and empowerment.
Yeah, but were you prepared for it?
Well, I was prepared for it, but, you know, at the end, I have to take the bull by the horn myself.
Okay, how did you do that?
Well, you know, my dad, you know, got retired and the fund was not there, but I have to push life myself to educate myself.
Okay.
In school.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Love it so much. All right, thank you for calling. All right, let's go to WhatsApp. Patrick says, I believe that we saw the adulthood coming from the moment your parents started telling you, very soon, you will soon know the cost of things. Anytime we start eating or wasting food, adulthood is like a freedom, but still captured. I would have gone for adult training and orientations before coming in. Okay, Patrick, thank you for that one. Irony of life, David Ibiam says, we were children. Okay, what I'll do differently to prepare for adulthood is to save all the money they dash me, especially during festive season. Could you be more precise as to say Christmas? It's like the irony of life. When we were children, we wanted to be an adult. We dressed and behaved that way. Now we are adults. We want to go back to being a child. Tell me the story of my life. Okay. Good morning. Adulthood is a scam. Why did they not tell us adulthood is like this? Same question I'm asking this morning. I'll take you to Lagos. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Please turn down the volume of your radio.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I can't call the other line. I've been trying. I don't know. Maybe you guys blocked me or something.
Why would we block you? What's your name?
I don't know. Just check, please.
What's your name?
I don't think I'm supposed to be calling this number.
But we didn't block you. You can go ahead. Let me just permit you to do that today.
All right. Okay. I'm anonymous, calling from the road.
Okay. Ayana, what's it is?
For me, I didn't get to prepare.
Because nobody prepared you, Avi.
Yeah, actually, I lost my parent when I was young.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
So actually, I should have even gone to school, and even though I didn't go to school, I should have even learned a trade too or something, or just learned something. But nobody to tell me what to do or how to do it or something. So I didn't get to prepare.
Okay.
And though I even got an admission, but I had to drop out because of the environment. I was not comfortable with the environment. It was so boring, and there was so many grasses there, and I was not used to that. Nobody to even tell me bro, you have to.
So if you actually had that chance to be prepared for it, so what do you think you would have done differently?
Yeah, I would have completed my school and also learned a trade. Well, it's all good, Sha. Still growing. I'm doing something.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. All right. What's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Feta, and I'm here today asking you what you would have done differently if you were prepared for adulthood. That's if you were not prepared, though. But if you actually were prepared, tell me, what step did you take to, embrace adulthood? Maybe we all can learn from you. All right, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi.
Good morning. Yes. And what's the passcode now? Why are you like this? What was the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, welcome to the show. All right, let's go.
Okay, so I think I was prepared for for adulthood.
Okay.
Because, I didn't have my mom. I lost her when I was 4.
Okay.
But I had my dad through the journey. And while in nursery/primary school, I always felt like other children had their moms telling them, this is how to be, this is how to do, So I always felt a kind of way. I always felt confused and inferior.
Okay.
But I listened to my dad. And he taught me 2 lessons, So, when he got to post UME, because my set was the very first set in Nigeria to post UME.
Okay.
That was, okay.
Yeah,
I am. Sure, I don't sound like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, there was a crowd for people trying to get a bus going to Nsukka because I was supposed to ride for UNN. And my dad just left me in the crowd. I was there trying to hustle, trying to get to the... It was like sardines, just a little worse. And after leaving me there for more than an hour, he came and told me that I should come out. And I felt like I've made progress. He was telling me to come out, I came out and he said, I bought your ticket since, but I wanted you to understand that life is about competition and it's a struggle.
Wow.
And you can't just take it easy.
Okay.
And so today I own my business and I started from scratch with very little money, with my NYSC money.
Okay.
Today it's running into millions.
Millionaire! Spending the money.
That's competitive.
spirit just entered my body, because I just realized, well, how many people in this world, if you don't do your own thing, nobody is going to do it for you.
Do it for you. Yeah. Hell, thank you so much for that. Wow. The only thing I heard was the fact that it's running to millions. Alfana, eat me up now. Alfana, come and spend on me. Okay, it looks like a lot of people were actually prepared for this thing. That's okay. Beautiful. Love it. So on the other hour of the clock, I want to talk about how, let's make it a little goofy. Okay, so for those of you that were prepared for this adult thing, it looks like you have it going well. So tell me, how much is leaving your hand on a daily now? How much is leaving your hand? Like, someone just said millions. Somebody said millions before, but I want to know how much leaves your hand. And for you that were not prepared for this adult thing, but you're pushing it, still tell me how much has left your hand today. How much actually in terms of bills? Because nobody's talking about the bills. How much actually leaves your hand on a daily? All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Evo? I'm Feta, and this is where Lagos's best conversation resides. Ooh, like Marianne will always say, stay tuned. I'll be back after this break. Oh yes, check your time. It's 2 minutes past 11. You're welcome to What's Up Lagos, or you're still listening to What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Feta, spelled F-E-T-A. I'm so happy that nobody interjected or interrupted me today to tell me the name that my father did not give me. Oh God, you are wonderful. Oh Lord. Yes, my name is Feta, F-E-T-A, that's my name. And of course, we've been talking about adulthood. Apparently, it looks like me and you are only the only ones that were not prepared for this adulthood. Some other people in this same country, Nigeria, our great nation, were actually prepared for this adulthood thing. And they made the two steps. But you are there. You were playing around. You didn't sit down to kind of analyze yourself to know exactly what you're going to do with your destiny. But you're doing well. Trust me. I was just joking around. Yes, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190 on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Now, after I finish reading the text messages that I have on WhatsApp, because they're very, I can see all of them. I'm going to read all of them. We are going to move on to, talk about something else. Not something else precisely, just still on the topic. But how much leaves your hand every day as adult that you call yourself, as auntie adults and brother adults that you call yourself boldly? How much is leaving your hand? This message is from Macaulay. He says, Roll from Macaulay says, Feta, home alone. Yes, my brother or my sister. Where are your studio siblings? They are running away to meet their rhythm. Anyway, fortunately or unfortunately, I didn't have the luxury of being prepared for adulthood by anybody. God himself saw me through till this moment. One fact of life I would have loved to experience earlier is the importance of having a role model and a mentor to pull me through in actualizing my vision. You can stretch
as a role model now. Stretch.
What? You don't know stretch. I can introduce you to stretch. It's a good... It's a good role modelism, somebody that you can look up to. Adulthood is a stage, not a scam. Okay, nice. You people have to be philosophical all the time. Calm down. He says, however, it's a stage I did not fully and conscientiously. English, why hast thou done this to thy own? Why? Anyway, he said he didn't fully prepare for. Otherwise, there are many things I would have done differently. Like what? I want to know. Tell me what you would have done differently. What's your name? Let me even check your previous messages. You don't like telling us your name. But today, that's different. You have to tell me your name and where you're calling from. This user, 08134, you know yourself. All right. What's up, Lagos? Okpe from Ikorodu says, I wasn't really prepared for adulthood. My mom never put me through basic things I needed to know. All I see is hatred. She only loves her siblings. She put them above we, her children, and this is why we are not close to her. Though my dad did the little he could, but he can't occupy the space of a mother. But I would have done better. Is a learn Okay, what I would have done better is to learn a handwork aside my education. Okay, that's all right. Good morning, I'm Emmanuel from Ogun State. I believe our experiences as we grow prepare us for the responsibilities that come with adulthood. Please, what's the title of the background song? This question coming all the time. But I didn't know if I should told you who is Emmanuel, because I'm the one that is promoting a song. You didn't pay me for that, so... But just enjoy the background, okay? Enjoy that. Nothing prepared me for adulthood, Sha. If anything, I could swear I was only prepared for the complete opposite of it. It didn't pay me, my lie. If anything prepared me for it at all, then maybe I would have been a more carefree human. I would have become more focused on myself. But no matter what it is, adulthood no be scam at all. If you insist, say not scam. Remember when you had almost no option of choice or freedom as a little human with no responsibility. Steve from Kano with that one. Okay. All right. I think I see what you're trying to say there. So, yes, back to the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. As a female, a very proud one of that, I'll implore you to call this number, 014-657-190. If you want me to read your messages on WhatsApp, that's it. No, it's not an easy-peasy thing. Just send it to 0809-597-5805 on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM. Make sure you use hashtag WhatsApp Lagos so I can take your message. Okay, so we are talking as an adult, a proud auntie proud adult that you call yourself. You were prepared for the thing. You weren't prepared for the thing. That's okay. That's all right. No problem. But we are living now. We are living the life. We are actually pushing. We are moving on. There's a song I used to sing as a kid. I don't know the full song, but there's just a line in the song I like to sing. Keep on keeping on. I don't know the full song, but we keep on keeping on, Sha. So we have, but tell me, one thing that reminds you as an adult is the fact that you have to pay for your bills, right or wrong. Right. You always have to pay for your bills. There's the NEPA, there's PACN light bill, there's your phone bills, there's water bill, there's rent, there's transportation, there's everything. You buy, you fuel your car, everything is on you. So that kind of reminds you, always puts you in check of the fact that you're an adult. You get what I'm trying to say? So tell me, how much is leaving your hand on a daily? Say, you didn't want to be precise, but from this to this is the amount that leaves your hand per day. I want to know. Let's talk about this. So that I can be sure that I'm not the only person that's going through this thing. Right? What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Check your time. It's 8 minutes past 11. And we are having the talk. We're having the conversation about adulthood. Beautiful entries have been coming in on WhatsApp. I've been having a time of my life reading these text messages. And of course, you can call me 0700-993-993-993. Females, call 014-657-190. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Okay, I just have to read this one. Someone sent me a personal message on WhatsApp saying, who are these people saying that they prepared them for adulthood? I beg, they should give me their number. It's like they have everything good going for them. Because how did anybody ever know that this was going to happen? Is anybody talking about the bills? I mean, I'm talking about the bills, but it looks like everybody's okay. Everybody's okay. Because the money that leaves your hand, my dear, it's a wonder. It's a wonderment. And I think it's at this point in time that we are beginning to, you know, understand what our uncles and aunties were going through in the times where, you know, we'll call them. They'll tell us that, oh, don't worry. I was going to do this for you. Oh, and then you just go, oh, well, they don't answer anymore. Maybe when you were in school, maybe you had that job that you needed to get. And these your uncles were supposed to show up for you. In fact, they had promised you were looking up to them because they are going to be the author and the finisher of your situation. But of course, they couldn't come through for you because, I mean, now you know why. you know why that is, right? Okay, this person says, I wasn't prepared for my adulthood because nobody to mentor me. I was mentored late early 2020. How I wish it was 10 years ago, I would have been a millionaire by now. How do you mean though? Like, how? Okay, I mean, if somebody mentored you 10 years ago, I don't know how old you would have been then. Do you actually think, what if this was when you actually needed that mentorship? Because what would you have done with that mentorship 10 years ago? If you think about it, look at your life in retrospect and ask yourself sincerely, what would you actually have done with that mentorship? Probably, maybe you wouldn't have done anything with it. Trust me, I feel in my heart that you're actually getting the mentorship now because you need it now and you can do something out of it, really, for me. Anyways, 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. 0146-571-90 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp text messages, okay? And on Twitter, yes, Nigeria Info FM, make sure you're using the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. I want to read your messages. WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info is what you're listening to right now. Still hustling, since morning you have been hustling just because you need that money, that paper to be in your pocket so you can pay your bills, because those are the things that actually come with being an adult. You're not an adult because you wear nice clothes or somebody in your area or your siblings call you auntie and brother. You're actually an adult because you work for your money, man. Or maybe you don't work for your money. Do you work for your money? Somebody just hands them over to you. I don't know, whatever works for you, Sha. But yeah, I mean, if you live in this Lagos, if you live in this city, you have to work hard so that you can spend your money wisely. And that's why we are talking about adulthood today. Me, I want to know, tell me, what actually prepared you for adulthood? Were you even prepared for it in the first place? Were you even prepared for it? And if you weren't, or if you were, what would you have done differently? If you were actually prepared for adulthood, what do you think you would have done to make things easier for yourself? Because everybody keeps complaining that this adult thing is not helping anybody. It's not helping anybody. Eh? So what would you have done differently if you were actually prepared for it? And I'm asking again, as an adult, as a brother and auntie adult that you call yourself, how much is leaving your heart daily to remind you that this adult thing is actually very sweet? Let me not say all that thing. Anyway, with Jackie from Ago Okota, he says that childhood and adulthood is almost the same thing for him because he's been catering for himself right from time and yet still struggling in life with the help of God Almighty. Yes, I'm a graduate today because I determined to, with the help of God. Life hasn't been easy, Sha, but all glory to God. Jackie, thank you for that one. I mean, for some person, they had to prepare themselves by themselves, with yourself, on yourself, responsibility. Oh yeah, so they have been an adult even before they knew what the term adulting is self. So, you know, those people, I really want to say that you are the real MVP. It's not easy, truly. Because, you know, I always believe that as a person, as a human being, you are a superhero because you have, that's like my philosophy. That's my, what I say, I go with that mantra. Like, as a human being that I am, I have the power to choose. And it's a choice. It's a power that I have that God has given to me to be able to choose what I want to do, what I want to be, what I want to say. I mean, it permeates really every area of your life. So as that kind of person, you can choose. Whether somebody prepared you, someone does not prepare you. I mean, these are people who are saying that nobody actually prepared them for what was coming for them in the later part of their lives. Well, they were somewhat ready. They were somewhat ready. So tell me, how much is leaving your hands? How much are you spending daily? Fuel, transportation, everything. Do the calculation. Although sometimes calculation can kill man. No, hey, hope I'm not putting you on hot seats like this. Steve says again, my case for money matter, if I hit one jackpot like this, I go, they feel like latest millionaire in town. Then I go stay long time without spending, then just like that. One evening, I go just hungry. Then boom, bank account don't go back to four-figure table. Ah, it isn't easy. I mean, it's at that point in your life that you're like, you know what? If I perish, I perish. See, if you're not alone, trust me, you are not alone. My sister, he said, I would have gone by now because my father was only, this is a guy who was saying that if he was mentored 10 years ago, he would have been a millionaire by now. So he says, my sister, I would have gone by now because my father was only telling me about reality, about life, and not mentoring me. Okay. But I thank God I'm still young. Thank God I'm working smart, but I'm not hustling. Hustling fast or working like Jackie. All right. Mentoring and telling you about the reality of life. What's the difference? What does your mentor do to you? What is your mentor doing for you or doing with you now that is different from what your father did with you? I mean, your father was telling you about the reality of life. It's not the same thing about mentoring. Same thing with mentoring. I mean, what profession was your father in, and what profession did you choose or want to be in life? Does it go with what your father is doing at the moment? Because I know for a fact that if you want someone to mentor you, sometimes it always has to be in the line of the profession that you're choosing to, you know, go with in your life. So how can you want to be an engineer and you're taking mentorship from a broadcaster like me? I mean, what nuggets will I probably give you if not just the normal things? When it comes to the profession, somebody else has to let you know what's really happening in that profession. And you should be an engineer like you that's gone ahead of you and is doing well, right? But correct me if I'm wrong. Well, I stand to be corrected. Anyway, what's up, Lagos? Hi, Feta. I was never prepared for adulthood. All I was told is to go to school. My uncle in the military will put you in the army as a graduate. So I neglected some handwork that would have been helping me in this stage of life. IK from Igondo. Okay. All right. Hi, Feta. I wasn't prepared for adulthood at all. If I had known things would be like this, I would have been saving since my teenage years. There was no one to guide me and teach me about the saving culture. And also, I spend almost like 3K every weekday. Multiply that by 23 over 24 working days. Okay. Note that this is just for transportation and snacks or more. How much is my salary safe? I always feel like crying whenever I see any debit alert. Guy! Belle from Lekki, I'm with you. Because, you know, you see, the thing is, they'll tell you that, oh, one of the ways to gain financial success, budget, plan. See, I hate... Yeah, I plan. I do my budgets. But one thing I hate to do in my life is check my debit alert. I don't want to check what is remaining in my accounts because that thing will give you... It will make your spinal cord have headache. Ah! Because your head begins to do... Your brain begins to do the calculation. How many days is left in the month? What do I have to do? What do I have to do? What is left for me to do? And the money in your account is telling you that I can only take you for 3 more days. But what? We move. Ayawane, tell me, how is adulting? How is adulting for you on this side of this world? This is Lagos. We know how Lagos is. I'm asking you, how is adulting going? Did anything prepare you for adulting, for adulthood? And if so, what would you have done differently if they actually prepared you for what adulthood was going to be like? And again, how much is living as a prepared or unprepared adult that you are in this Lagos? I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos. 0700-993-993-993-0146-57190. On WhatsApp, I'm taking your messages 0809-597-5805. Good morning, Feta. I could have been a PhD holder now, but my uncles never planned for my future. They only talk about their first son, but I thank God I struggled all alone today as a graduate. But their sons, which they hope for, are no more. Austin from Jakonde Housing Estate, Lekki. Okay. Mari Chibuzova, come out from Ogun State. How far now? Where have you been? What's up, Lagos? He says, I'm still in school, though, university, and I'm not really prepared for adulthood. Okay. But the first time I failed, it became clear on the issues of adulthood, and also the moment I couldn't pay for what I wanted, or more, it clear for my eye. On the issues of mentorship, can one who study law delve into communication like you? I mean, anything is possible. Or do you know I love you? But wait, Omodi, are you telling me that you didn't know that in this Nigeria that you are in? You're Nigerian, right? Because your name Modi Chibuzo shows that you're Nigerian, a bona fide Nigerian, a bona fide Nigerian. So you want to tell me that in your heart of that, that you don't know that you can study jumping and clapping and still be world best footballer or world best, let's name the world best category that you cannot be. Telling me you don't know. Anyway, if you don't know, you heard from me today. Anything is possible, really. This person says, I got you people's number today. Thank God. I thank God for you too. Yeah, so tell me, what actually prepared you for adulthood? If anything did prepare you for adulthood, tell me. And if you were not prepared, tell me. What would you have done differently if something actually prepared you for adulthood? I think something is wrong with our phone lines. I'm not sure. But if you're trying to get through on our phone lines and you've not been able to get through, please let me know on WhatsApp, all right? The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Do not forget, even though that is only when you call on WhatsApp, it's not only when you call on the call lines, the phone lines, that you say "What's up, Lagos?" On the chat, I expect you to also scream "What's up, Lagos?" That energy is very, very important for us here in the studio. Okay, we love it when you do it. As for me, use 2K do send off for me, but I use I'm chop meat pie and juice. If I perish, I perish. Okay. You say I should call the number very slow. I would do that. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Okay. And the phone lines 0700-993-993-993. The female number is 01465-7190. All right. Okay, let's take this call right here. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Welcome.
I'm just happy that the female line is working.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. It's working. All righty. So keep the calls coming. All right. Tell me, how much is leaving your hand as hey, hello, there you are. You say you are not allowed to come beat your chest 25 times. Tell me, how is it going for you? How is this adult thing actually going for you? Do not forget 0700-993-993-993. Also, you can call the female line 0146-57190. On WhatsApp, I'm getting lovely messages from you all. 0809-597-5805. WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm fed up. Thank you very much. So on WhatsApp, someone just told me the song you're looking for with the phrase "keep on keeping on" is from Plantation Boy's song. My father used to tell me that dreams, that's true. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, just when I was here, happy that nobody has called me this name this morning. You just came. What's your name? I don't even know your name. Let me check your name. I don't know your name, but this guy says, hi, cross fertilization. What's up, Lagos? The song in your head is Keep On Keeping On lyrics. It's a song by Plantation Boys. Thank you from the oldies. Anyways, I'm a young adult, but in my head, I'm still a child. Me and you. You're my kindred spirits. I don't want to be dragged into the old adulting craze. I'm not prepared. I get it. Okay. Hi, this is Elizabeth. My first time enjoying your program. Really enjoying it. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. All right, back to the phone lines. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's happening? Is it adult? Sorry. Adult people don't really shout that much. I get it.
I'm going through a lot, so I have to relax.
I'm so sorry. So tell me, what's happening with you?
Mm-hmm. So I'm at work. So about adulting, right? Right from being a child, you just put,
you know what, hold on, let's go on that break. We're gonna break now. I'll be back. Okay, please just stay on the line.
Okay.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Okay, check your time. It's 32 minutes past the hour of 11, and you're still listening to What's Up Lagos on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Theta, and we've been talking about adulthood. Yes, it's not easy, yo. It's not easy, but I mean, we are living, we're surviving this now. Funny thing, as we complain, the more we complain, the more we see that there's, you know, it's not as hard as we think it is, right? Or am I just speaking my mind or speaking yours? We're still finding reasons to actually live. It's hard, but yes, I mean, we're still living. So yeah. But I'm asking you today, when you think about the amounts that leaves your hand as an adult, how do you feel? And how much really leaves you? I'm going to talk about the expenses. Yeah, it's something that most people don't want to come to terms with, but it shock you. I mean, you know, they shock you. Okay, you're calling me on 0700-993-993-993-0146-57190. The expenses in Lagos is hard, but yo, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, okay? Or you can also tweet at me on Twitter, Nigeria Info. Make sure you use the hashtag WhatsUpLagos so I can read your messages, okay? This person on WhatsApp says, "What's up, Lagos? I don't prepare for adulthood since 7 years old. Life is not easy, but we thank God for life so far." Nice. Thank you so much for that. "I prepare my children for adulthood by giving them good education. I always tell them to take responsibility. I make sure I open an account for them and their age too, and teach them how to save for their future, no matter how small it is." What's up, Lagos? Sam from VI. I mean, didn't all of us get that training on how to save money? I think all of us got that memo. We save. Then you save. At the time that I was saving, I didn't have account. I used to save under my bag of clothes. Before you know, they changed the naira. Before you know, if I'd... Anyway, thank God for bank, sha. Let's now, you know, talk about, maybe I'm the only one who thinks that billing is one of the challenges. Money, really. Let me just say money is one of the challenges, or the major challenge of being an adult. Maybe you think differently. Maybe you actually don't think it's money, because I mean, some people are earning millions now. Some people is billions, zillions, trillions. So it's not a problem. The money is not the issue. What's the real issue of your adult? What's your own issue of being an adult? Maybe you should tell me that. Maybe to balance it, because I mean, I wouldn't really say that I was expecting some certain kind of answers when I say what actually prepared you for being an adult. But some people actually were prepared for this thing. So why are you now making noise about it that, you know, but nothing prepared you for being an adult? So maybe the billing thing is not actually your problem. Maybe there's something else. Tell me. I think one way or the other, I've come out to say that my own is the billing. But what is your major challenge of being an adult? Let's talk about that one on this hour, on this remaining minutes that we have on the clock. All right. Let's talk about the major challenges of being an adult. It's not easy. Oh, I know it's not easy. Some of you are saying, oh, that you've had to be an adult since when you were 7. Some of you said, oh, if you had the things that you have now 10 years ago, you probably would have been a better adult than you are now. Okay, great. Nice. That's good. That's a good one. But I mean, what's your major challenge actually of being an adult? Is it the billing? Is it, what exactly, is it not having the handwork to actually put food on your table? Because that still goes back to billing, right? Because you need that money. If you had the handiwork, you'd be getting money from it, and then to be able to solve your billing problems. All right, let's still talk about it. Let's talk about it, because this edition is all about adults, and everybody's complaining that, oh, it's not easy. Oh, Lagos doesn't even make it easy. Or make it easier. But you're pulling through. But I want to know exactly what it is for you. What exactly is the challenge of being an adult for you in this Lagos or anywhere you're listening from? I really, really want to know. Okay. 0700-993-993-993-0146-57190. Send that message to 0809-597-5805. Okay. Patrick says, well, I think when I think about the expenses, saving will be questionable, because the more you want to save, the more you spend. So the whole matter no shock me, but it dey totori me. It's a continuous assessment. You don't recover from this thing. You actually don't. You just live. You are living the life. The adult thing is, I think you wake up every day like, I'm still an adult. But would you actually, because, you know, the song I played at some point, Ladi sang this Adulthood Has Come song, and she said that she would give anything to be a child again. Give anything to be a child again, though. Really. Like, you want to go back to being seven. You know, when you were seven, there's some things that you can actually, I think it's a 50-50 thing. But would you actually give anything to be a child again? If you had the choice, if you had the chance to actually give anything to be a child. I don't know. All right. So somebody actually thinks it's a scam. She sang it in a song. She wants to be a child again because the process, the whole thing is frustrating. It looks like almost. But there are challenges, right? There are things that actually challenge your whole process of being an adult, or the reality of actually being an adult. The fact that you have to stand up for yourself, you know, do everything by yourself. The financial aspect of it is overwhelming. I know, right? But what is your major challenge of being an adult? Tell me, what is your major challenge? What is your major challenge? And would you give anything to be a child again? Would you actually give? Because this girl put in a song and said she would give anything to be a child again. Don't ask me. Me, I'm asking you. Tell me. Tell me, would you? 0700-993-993-993. If you check your time, it is 40 minutes past 11. And we can do this till the next, say, 10 minutes. Yeah, before we round off. Yes, and but tell me, what is your major challenge of being an adult? And would you give anything? Would you give anything to be a child again? Because you want to just escape. Amen. Do you want to escape? Okay. Good morning, Feta. This person says, I'm Alat from Ikorodu. One of the challenges of being an adult is bills. Okay. So now you agree with bills. In between is the thought of making it and be able to solve problems. I've been able to school myself on how to save, but where I'm having headache now is how to find a reliable opportunity to invest. Adulthood isn't a scam, but a stage where you can stand tall and take charge and bear every burnt. Okay. No wala. 0700-993-993-993. I want to take your calls. 0814-657-190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Today it looks like people on WhatsApp just want to send messages and not talk, but that's okay. That's also great. Hi Feta, this person says, living in Lagos is a hard knock life, and as I'm not used to Gen Z's kind of music, I'm used to Notorious B.I.G.'s music. No money, no problem to relate with my adult life, and that in Lagos. Mind playing that song for us, the 90s listeners, so we can relate. Okay, Chris, I don't think I have B.I.G. songs here. I don't think, but I can go way back for you anyway. Nigerian songs. I mean, it's Nigerian info. Come on. We can do that for you. My major challenge, now decision making, I swear, that thing, they mess me up bad. Billing comes a distant second. No mind that lady. She just sing for singing's sake. If you call her ordinary small girl, she will not take it, let alone choose to go back 7-year-old again. Adulthood and achievements on him own. Okay, to be a child again, maybe not as a Nigerian. Maybe not as a Nigerian child, but no, I don't want to go back to being a child. It doesn't make sense. But I mean, you don't have to pay bills now as a child. Everybody, see, as a child, I don't need to tell you, we're a child before now. All you need to do is cry, and then there's food on the table. All you need to do is complain that, okay, there's something they need to buy in school, and they'll give you the money. Nobody expects you to do anything. You don't have responsibilities now. It's just chill. Like, you don't have a problem, really. Abi, that's it now. Anyway, we're still asking the question, what's your major challenge of being an adult in this Nigeria, especially in this Lagos, or anywhere that you are actually listening from? Would you give anything to be a child again? Do you want to be a child again? Let me know about it. 0700-993-993-993-0146-57190. On WhatsApp, I'm taking your messages, 0809-597-5805. Okay, let's take this call. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up?
All right.
Wow. I've been enjoying your program.
Okay.
Seriously, the childhood has not. It wasn't really easy.
Okay.
You just mentioned that when we were child, you don't need to think of anything. Mm. Let me tell you, when I was a child, I stood ground. I lost my mom when I was 10.
Yeah.
So
before I can buy Facebook, all those primary school, I started selling granules. Hmm. I sold red oil, I sold broom. I fried granules to see before I can pay school. In fact, I go to school 10 o'clock every day.
Hey.
I go to school late. I went to school.
That's in your secondary school, right?
If my primary school isn't my secondary school, it hasn't been easy. I sent a message on WhatsApp, I'm the Jackie that sent the message that it has been the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So life hasn't really been easy. So I've prepared. Even now that I'm an adult, it hasn't been easy. Bills everywhere. But I thank God because now it's better than when I was a child.
Bills.
I thank God for everything, yes. Thank you. I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay, the billing is plenty, but she's positive. I mean, it's better than before. Wow, that's beautiful, Lou. Okay, on WhatsApp here, this person says, decision-making is the most difficult part for me. Patrick still says, sometimes I laugh when I see female kids wearing a dummy boot and dummy pregnancy, putting clothes on their belly, wishing to be a mother. I wish... these kids are like, should we tell them? Or should you just wait for them? I think that's what even happened in our own time too, because our parents are probably looking at us. Are you also looking at your kids feeling the same? We're like, this one does not even know what's coming. This one doesn't actually know what's coming, but they will know in time. It's just a matter of time now. All right. Gone are the days when wearing clean school uniforms get girls in secondary and primary school, but now it is money. Adulthood is a bit of freedom in a way in terms of independence, but majorly decisions making is a major problem. I think that's what you were about to write. Is the major problem even with the money. Okay. What's up, Lagos? Nobody prepared me. So when I came to Lagos and started working, though no higher education, just O-level certificate, I used part of my little salary to buy shares. That's between 2006 to 2008, when shares were still on board. I stopped in 2009 and enrolled myself in LASU, but dropped in 200 level because of mommy's sickness. Hey, I'm so sorry about that. Today, I'm not working shares. Shares crashed. I did not finish school. I'm back to square zero. My dear, the thing they pay me no be small. Chinyere from Egbeda. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I hope you get back on your feet soon enough, okay? I mean, these are the issues. I mean, Lagos doesn't even make it easy, but I mean, if you still have your head in the game, keep your head up and keep working, things will definitely fall back into place. There's something my mom used to say in Pidgin. She would say, my mother would say, I don't know how true this is, but it looks like it's the philosophy that people believe in. And she say, see, one thing about this life, if your hands are touched money, it will touch money again. Just keep walking. So I think I'm saying that to you. I'm passing on to you. If your hands have touched money before, even if that's in touch, just keep walking. Definitely, that your imagination of being successful definitely come to pass, okay? This one says, your mail WhatsApp line isn't going through. It says something like, this organization code has been disabled. Try again later. I think so. There's something wrong with the lines because it's not been going through. I tried with my phone too and I noticed that something's wrong. But no problem. You can get me on WhatsApp. 0809597-5805 is the number to call. If you're a female, 01465-7190. I love it. I love to read stuff. So sending me the WhatsApp message is just very beautiful. I feel like we are having this conversation. It's beautiful. Okay, so hi, my name is Sam from Lekki. Good hearing from you. I'm enjoying your program. Thank you so much. Good morning. Billing is the most difficult because when you start working, it's like a mandatory to be there for everyone. It's mandatory to be there for everyone. At the same time, though, is it compulsory? Because you don't want to be having the savior complex. So you need to actually stand on your feet. Oh, that's a conversation for some other time. But I mean, if you're working and you know that what you're earning is not enough to take care of you and other people, why don't you just use the money that you have to, you know, do stuff and get on your feet so you stand as much as you can so that you can be able to help people that are around you? Because there's something called PhD, pulling him down factor. By the time you keep walking and you're giving it out, there's nothing to save, nothing to keep, reinvest. You got to think it twice. But I think I get what you're trying to say, Sha. But mandatory to be there for everyone, though, you still have to be wise. So this life, it's there's a way it works. You're trying to help, be there for everyone, and then when you're not able to be there for yourself, people would think that, I mean, you had the money at one time. What did you do for yourself? That's not saying or insinuating in any way that you should be stingy or not be caring to your family members and your friends. But you have to apply akonuche. Akonuche means wisdom. All right. Let's take this call right here. 0700-993-993-993. But it looks like that number is not working. So maybe we have Grace to call 014-657-190. Good morning. Oh, try to make it back, okay? 014-657-190 is a female line. Since we can't get through, you can't get through on the male line. You can actually call that. We don't have so much time anyway, but I can still take your calls and your messages right here. The challenges of being an adult, especially in Lagos. Does it make it easy, really? I mean, anywhere you're listening from the world, being an adult is being an adult. Whether you're in Sokoto, you're in Igeo, you're in Morica, that's United States of America. I mean, it's still the same thing, right? Or maybe it's not the same. Maybe you want to tell me. Who knows? I've not been in the US of A. Soon, very, very soon, I'll be there. Now, I've got a message from somebody in the Morica. Okay, UK. Kunle says, what's up, Lagos? Nothing prepares anybody for adulthood. Some situations growing up will let you get sense and understand that preparation for the future is a must. I started saving when I started work and I was earning 15,000 naira. When my earnings changed, it was convenient for me to look at my account and see good money. Okay. When you started work, when was that? 15,000 naira. I'd be sharing my IDP. 15,000 naira. I said, when you started working, what year was this? Is it in the UK? You have to make clarify me, Kunle. I need to really understand what you're saying. Okay. Since where this cash scarcity starts, I have been spending less. Any billing, I could just tell you, say, no cash. Okay. So at this point in time, it's beginning to look like some of you actually know or felt, or you don't want to just admit that this no cash thing actually helped you, saved you a lot of stress. People ask you to transfer. You can't do this. Your bank app is not working. Say, give me money. Say, there's cash. Take me out. Oh, there's no cash. This one is beginning to, you're beginning to make us feel like you are even happy for this no cash thing. It even looks like you're not happy that there's now cash back in circulation. The way I'm looking at you. Anyway, Kunle is clarifying, says 2005 in Niger. Okay, 2015K was actually good money at that time. Okay, so this is where we have to wrap up the show today. What's up, Lagos? I was home alone. I enjoyed myself. I mean, you made more fun. Trust me, it was so good, right? What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria. Info. I want to say good morning to you once again. Thank you so much for staying with me and, of course, enjoying the program as well. I had so much fun. I'm sure you did as well. Okay. Yes, you can follow Nigeria Info on all social media platforms. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and, you know, it's Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Follow us so you can get info updates on anything that you're looking for in terms of talk, sports, news, and just, you know, a sprinkle of entertainment, you know, that we do that for you as well. I am Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter. Follow me. I'm very active. I'd like to be friends with you. Thank you so much. I'll see you again tomorrow. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. You catch us here Monday till Fridays. And you never can tell. My siblings will be around tomorrow or not. Anyone, we are cool. We are kajad. I'll see you tomorrow. Good day.
Make me live like La Vida Loca, yeah. I'll take you to Lagos.